Mr. Chairperson, Mr. Director General of FAO, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen. It is indeed an honor and a pleasure to join the 39th Conference of the FAO. First of all, I would like to congratulate Mr. Jose Graziano da Silva with the outcome of the election as the Director General of FAO for the second term. I also wish to welcome and congratulate Honorable Ryu Mamiya Rapati Mwala, Minister for Agriculture, Fishery, and Agricultural Store Corporation of Samoa on his election as the chairperson of the conference. I am confident that this conference will be highly successful under the leadership of the Director General and the chairperson. The Republic of Korea highly values the commitment of FAO, its member states, and other relevant international agencies to reduce world hunger since the 1990s. Despite this effort, however, about 800 million people are suffering from chronic hunger. Over 1 billion still remain in extreme poverty. Furthermore, it is alarming that the majority of the poor and the hungry are found in rural areas, owing to the gap between urban and rural household incomes. At this critical juncture, it is timely and significant for the member nations to share information on the state of national food and agriculture and seek opportunities for possible cooperations to break the cycle of rural poverty and hunger by strengthening social protections and production support. In 2013, the average farmer's income stood at 62.5% of that of urban households in Korea, which is expected to further decrease in the future. In addition, the shrinking and aging rural population raise concerns that rural community may be left behind. In order to overcome these situations, the Bakune administration has been implementing groundbreaking policies to transform agriculture into a leading growth industry from a declining industry by restoring sustainability and growth capacity of the agricultural and rural sector. First of all, the administration is making endeavor to enhance the competitiveness of Korea's agriculture in the global arena, with a view to enhancing agricultural productivity and reducing farm management cost. Korea is promoting the concept of creative economic agriculture. This is a convergence of ICT and agriculture. We are also transforming the agricultural sector into the sixth-order industry that integrates agricultural productions, processing, marketing, and rural tourism. This aims to vitalize the agricultural sector and rural communities by increasing rural incomes and job opportunities. Secondly, Korea is nurturing the agricultural sector as a new growth engine by focusing on exporting food products to the global market, going beyond the domestic market at every stage, from production to processing to marketing. Furthermore, we are committed to producing more environment-friendly and higher quality agricultural products, focusing on R&D to strategically develop market-specific products. We also seek more opportunities to promote Korean food tourism and globalize Korean foods. Thirdly, Korea is strengthening social safety net and policy infrastructures of the agricultural and rural sector while enhancing rural incomes. We are working hard to reduce the instability of farm management and improve income stability by providing direct payment and disaster insurance to farmers. We also provide elderly farmers and smallholders with social insurance, farmland pensions, and safety insurance, along with welfare services such as medical services and farming and household assistance. In addition, to attract and retain youth to rural areas, we are creating an economic, cultural, social centers in each rural community while supporting job training programs and agri-food business ventures. Fourthly, the Republic of Korea firmly believes that rural poverty and hunger should be addressed at the global level rather than at the national or regional level. In this regard, we are actively engaged in global debate on food security in relevant international organizations such as G20 and APEC. We also share our experience of implementing agricultural policies and technologies. By establishing Korea Project on International Agriculture in Asia, Africa, and Latin America. Moreover, we are contributing to addressing vulnerabilities in the food system of developing states through our cooperative project with FAO. We will establish the National Agri-Food Information System in collaboration with Asian Plus 3. Food Security Information System, and provide assistance of about $7.5 million in this year for ODA project on agriculture, forestry, and fishery of developing nations. We believe that the best way to eradicate rural poverty is fostering agriculture as a future leading industry by providing policy support to the agricultural sector and rural communities. I'd like to reiterate our commitment in providing continuous support for agricultural and rural development and food security around the world. Korea will be always ready to build more cooperative relationship with international organizations such as FAO and with other countries. For example, by sharing experience for the advancement of the agricultural sector and rural communities. Once again, it was a great honor for me to have these opportunities to speak at the conference on behalf of the Korean government. I would like to thank FAO, including Director Generals, for their wonderful organizations of the conference. Thank you for your kind attention.